and die and we'll go down there and we'll prepare the petroleum for industrial revolution. What do you say about that?
Oh,
we didn't think about it.
Yes, we don't think about it.
Because we are far from the point to understand that everything is going together and something is happening. Somebody is preparing everything. Yes. The petroleum we depend on this much was made then. Why? Because the sky is high. Everything is working together like that. If there was no dinosaurs, there was no industrial revolution. That's how it works. Very complicated. At least now we know that we don't know. We understand that there is a system. And this is what we are trying to understand really. Why? Because the real me is my personality, the role I have in that. My role in this life and the changes of this life is real me. The influence I have, the response I give, right? Oh yeah, when we were animals, you could be really, when you're dying, you're proud of your children, right? What about now? I don't have children. Then what? My influence was that of so many students that, oh, I influenced their life. Not by me, by this culture. The role I played in this culture is real me. That's the point. But it's not easy and it's not simple because the animal is here. That me. And that me could pretend this, pretend that. Here we are talking about one part of this coming together. Do you remember he was talking and as usual he said, when I arrived here, even the pen broke down and I don't know what else to say. Because he is not this and that complicated. It's simple. Nelson Mandela is not complicated. It's simple. Simply will show you the picture of you. You should be ready to understand it and change yourself. This is the subject. So, we arrived to a point to talk about what is aql, what is intelligence. And we have a problem with this. Why? Because we don't choose some other words from somewhere else. We choose the words that we use in a normal language. Here we say aql, intelligence. But do you remember we said there are two kinds of this intelligence? One is the logical, which is in me, that's the lady in me, right? There is another one, which has nothing to do with this. That's the deepest layer of my improvement. Remember, I start from imagination, then I go to illusion, then I go deep. The last part of me, we call it intelligence, aql again. We could have called it something else, but that will add to the complications. Here, you know what is the problem. We want to say what is aql. So we created one intelligent, one half intelligent, and one stupid one. And we brought them three fishes, remember? The first fish is the clever one. Why? Because he will see the future. The second one is half intelligent. He will learn from the first one. So we do the same. The third one is majority of us, all of us. So that's where we are. Before finishing it, Rumi brought another example. Do you remember the last paragraph we read? It was an interesting example. It was the story, somebody got a little bird, and the bird said, "Hey, listen, you trapped me, okay, but look at me. I'm so little, so teeny, and I'm not feeding you that much, I'm not that good, but if you let me go, I'll give you three advices, which improves your life, which will be good. The first one, I will give it in your hand, the second one, put me on the wall, the third one, on the tree." Okay? So, okay. The first advice was, do not believe in a strange stuff. Good advice, isn't it? The second one, when he put it up there, he said, don't be sorry about what passed. What passed is past. Don't spend your life worrying about the past. Think about the future. Good. The third one is that, what a silly guy you are. You let me go and I have these 10 lirat, 10 dram of jewel in my mouth and you just missed it. Pity. Okay, what is the third one? Why should I give you the third advice? I'm teeny. And I said, I have a big stone in me, which is impossible. And you believed in it, and you started to be sorry about what happened. So, there is no third one. Even in the story, they don't mind to bring the third one. Okay, there is no third one. You should understand it, that don't let this feeling, which is in you. Why? It was needed to learn from the past. Now we are not like that anymore. So the clever fellow doesn't believe in nonsense and doesn't regret the past. The past was something that passed and we could learn from it. And that's it. Let's go about the second fish. Who is the guilty party tonight? Peter.
How the half-intelligent fish devised a means and feigned to be dead. The second fish said in the hour of tribulation, when he was left sundered from the shadow of the intelligent one, he hath gone toward the sea and is freed from sorrow. Such a good comrade has been lost to me. But I will not think of that and will attend to myself. At this time I will feign to be dead. Then I will turn my belly upwards and my back downwards and will move on the water. I will move upon it as weeds move.
Okay, pay attention. What happened? The story was simple, we know what's going to happen. But look at it, how Rumi brings it in. First of all, the guy regrets the past. Which part? He doesn't say, oh, I didn't go with him, I didn't say anything. I missed that good fellow. That's the first reaction. This is half intelligence. You understand that? The major miss was this. He said, oh, I missed this guy. But I'll not think about it now. Because now is a special time. what should I do? Okay, I turn around, I bring my belly at the top, and I will turn around somehow to look opposite. Then what? And now look at it. He is explaining something here. This turning around, not being yourself, even physically putting yourself upside down, has a meaning. Listen to it. Yes.
I will move upon it as weeds move, not by swimming as a person does. I will become dead. I will commit myself to the water. To die before death is to be safe from torment. To die before death is to be safe, O youth. Even so hath Mustafa commanded us. He said, die all of you ere death come, else you will die with sore afflictions.
Means what? He was talking about, I do this to save myself, right? I do this, and so I pretend that I'm dead. No, I'll die before the death. Let's go to the main subject. At the end, we are talking about faqr fana. And we'll say, there is something which is strange. Only we could understand it. What is death before death? You say, this is it. That's one of our tricks in our teaching. There is death before death. Which is what? What is death before death?
Ego
done. Yes, killing my ego. Do you remember the best picture we have is the fellow who goes in the fire to burn everything except the human being which comes out, right? So here, first of all, he is playing with the water and trying to die is a trick. Let me tell you, that prophet, he said, die before death, then you will live happy. Even he stops to bring it in Arabic. One verse, completely Arabic, which is what? And it starts with guft. The first rule is not Arabic, he said. Then everything in Arabic, which is what? Exactly the same stuff, repeating that. Die before the death. And, yes?
He died in that manner and threw his belly upwards. The water was carrying him, now low, now aloft. Every one of those pursuers bore great vexation, saying, alas, the best fish is dead. He was made glad by their saying, alas, this trick of mine has come off. I am delivered from the sword. Then a worthy fisherman seized him and spat on him and flung him on the ground. He, rolling over and over, went secretly into the water. The foolish one remained, moving to and fro in agitation. That simpleton kept leaping about, right and left, in order that he might save his skin by his own efforts. They cast the net, and he remained in the net. Foolishness ensconced him in that fire.
So what happened? Rumi is teaching something here. Don't forget, okay? What is it, the subject? Subject is simple. We talked about that intelligent one. Let's talk about this half-intelligent fellow. What he did means if you are not that intelligent fellow who sees the path. Are you? That's the leader. That's the fellow that everybody should follow, and that's a clever one. And that's not what we are talking about. We are talking about the people in between, they should do something. First, They shouldn't sit down and cry that, oh,